Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life and or your business from the inside out. I'll be bringing to you the best of NLP and cutting edge neuroscience of your multiple brains. I'll be exploring how these transformational coaching modalities have the potential to change your life. And if you're interested in training to coach others in NLP or MBIT, then listen out for more information about my training courses and how you can become an accredited NLP and MBIT coach. Hello and welcome back to Unlocking Possibilities with NLP and Coaching. It has been a while and it's been an incredibly exciting few months. I have launched my book, Kiss Your Life, The Calm Guide to Keeping Your Life Successfully Simple. And I have been totally overwhelmed and humbled by the support that my book has received. So from when I last shared a podcast episode with you, which was at the end of 2023, we are now at the beginning of April 2024. My book has been the focus for me and I have launched it. I've had a launch party. I'm taking it on to the stage in May. I'm going to do a live event with my book to help people to learn to self-coach and use some of these simple practices in my book to bring your life and yourself alive. And I want to share with you over these next few episodes some of the things from my book, because it isn't yet on Audible. And I say yet because it will be at some point. So what I want to do in these next few episodes is bring to life some of the things in my book so that you can really start to ask yourself some of these powerful questions that can lead you to where you want to be. And I think for many of us, we get stuck in life because we possibly haven't thought about how we want our life to be, or we've not even created that image in our mind because we don't know what that might look like or what it might feel like. We get into habits, we get into the sort of everyday things that we do. We, you know, think about the same things every day, do the same things every day, and life can sometimes feel a bit mundane or just a bit kind of lacking luster and excitement. So what I want to do in these next few episodes is bring some of the things that I've talked about to life in my book to support you in starting to harness your own coaching abilities to be your own coach, so that every day you can use some of these questions to support you in moving towards where you want to be, to feeling better, to living life in a more fulfilled and enriched way, because isn't that what we all want? And bring your life to a place where it feels good. It feels good every day in the things that you do, in your health and well-being, in your job, in your hobbies, in your relationships, in everything that you do. So I'm going to start with the first bit of my book, which is all about creating your wonderful life. So the book is divided into four sections. So it's called The Calm Guide. So calm, create your wonderful life, awareness to change, learning and growth, and mindset of excellence. So throughout the book, you've got those four sections, each with mini chapters that are really easy to digest and relate to, with also supportive questions that you can use, like I say, to coach yourself, because that's really important to me. One of the things that I suppose one of my core values that runs through my work is what I've learned over the 20 years of being in this field of personal development and growth. You know, my sort of initial training was in psychotherapy and hypnotherapy. I then went on to train in NLP, mindfulness, solution-focused therapy, you know, all sorts of different methodologies to help myself and to help my clients. So one of my core values is to really empower people to be their own coach, to know what questions to ask themselves, to know how to direct their own thinking that's supportive of an incredible life. So this is what I've really brought to life in my book. Easy questions, easy practices, It's called Keep It Successfully Simple, Kiss Your Life, Keep Your Life Successfully Simple. And that's what I really wanted to do in this book, to bring to life those simple practices that you can use every single day to live your life to the fullest. So the first chapter is all about creating your wonderful life. And like I said a minute ago, I think we don't often give ourselves time, or perhaps we've not even considered dreaming big in our lives. Perhaps you've not even thought about what the possibilities might be for your life, because maybe you fell into a job, or maybe you believe that this is who you are and this is what your life is. You know, maybe you've got comfortable with how life is, but just because it's comfortable, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are thriving. You know, I've coached now for 20 years, and lots of clients that I see aren't necessarily unhappy in their life, but they're also not particularly thriving or optimizing themselves. You know, they might have okay relationships and they might feel okay in their job, and they might feel okay with how things are, and yet they feel that there's something missing, that they're lacking something, or that something could be better, but they're not quite sure what it is. So this is what I really wanted to focus on in my book, is that if you want to have an even better life, if you want more, then that's okay. And it's okay to want to dive deep within yourself and find those parts of you that perhaps aren't yet shining, and bring them to life so that you can make them shine in whatever way is right for you. So this is what the first part of the book is all about, creating your wonderful life. And how do you actually do that? How do you move from that perhaps average, mediocre, okay, or maybe it's not, maybe your life isn't actually that at the moment. Perhaps you are feeling that it isn't even mediocre or average. And, you know, there is nothing wrong with that. There's no judgment here from me. This is about you deciding for yourself how you want your life to be and creating something even better if that's what you want. So I'm going to share with you in this episode a few questions that are in the book, a few things that I've written about, so that you can start to apply this in your own life. And perhaps you might want to journal some of this. You might want to get yourself a nice notebook, journal some things, write some things down. Or perhaps you're walking and listening to this podcast or listening to it in the car, and you just want to start to, you know, go inside and think about some of these questions. So I'm going to ask you, first of all, what are your dreams? So if you gave yourself permission to fully dream big, you know, there are no limitations, there are no constraints, you have no limiting beliefs or nothing standing in your way. If you were to give yourself permission and allow yourself to really, really dream big, start to begin to ask yourself, what do you want to create in your life? What are your dreams? And if you haven't got any, or if you've kind of shut those dreams down for whatever reason, then really allow yourself to open up that creative part of your brain. It can help to look up to the right and start to imagine the possibilities, imagining pictures, sounds, colours, whatever you want. So what incredible things would you like to achieve? What are those things perhaps that you've been thinking about, that you've put on the back burner? Perhaps, you know, go back to when you were a child and think about, what did that younger you really aspire to be? Or what were the things that, you know, brought your spirit alive when you were little, when you were smaller? Because often it's those things as adults that we sort of shut down. So what incredible things would you like to achieve? How can you approach things in your life with curiosity and an attitude of expansion? Again, what can sometimes happen is our thinking gets quite closed. We get into routines. We do the same thing. We think the same things. We behave in the same ways. What if you were able to open up your thinking and your mind and your way of being to becoming really curious about expanding your thought processes and your way of thinking about things. So how can you approach things in your life with curiosity and an attitude of expansion, imagining that, you know, you're this tiny little fish in a sea, and you know, you can grow and grow and grow to be as big a fish as you like in that sea. So if you were to expand yourself and, you know, fill the capacity of your life, what would that be like for you? And then a few more questions. How can I perceive challenges as opportunities for growth? This is a really good one, because often we can feel a little bit stuck if we have things in our life going on, if there are challenges, if there are difficulties. We can get into that mindset of life happening to you rather than for you. Why does this happen to me? It's not fair. Things always go wrong. What if you gave yourself permission to think in a way that perceived those challenges, those difficulties, as an opportunity to learn and grow, to learn about yourself, to learn about others? You know, maybe you've had a difficult time and you've overcome it. What did you learn about yourself? You know, what strength did you discover within yourself? What did you learn about what's important to you? What did you learn about how you feel about things? In fact, I had a conversation with a friend the other day about going on a really significant holiday that she's going on. And she said, I know that this holiday is going to change me. And I said, oh, that's interesting. You know, what makes you say that? And she said, it's going to remind me who I am. And then we went on to have a bit more of a conversation about it. So those things that have happened, or those times that have been significant in your life, what have they reminded you about what's important to you, about who you are, about what you want to focus on in life? Or perhaps you learned something about yourself that you hadn't realized was there. So how can you take those challenges and create opportunities for growth and really enhancing your life in ways that are supportive of those challenges being a growth time rather than something that limits you? Another question, what will I see, hear and feel when I'm living my life to the fullest? So what does that look like for you? What does that feel like for you? What will you be doing differently? How will you be approaching life, situations, people, challenges in a different way? You know, what are those things that you really want to do that perhaps you haven't yet done? And if you're not sure, one of the things that I sometimes say to my clients, or I ask myself, is what do I see other people doing that I would absolutely love to do as well? So when I was leaving my teaching career and setting up my business, one of the things I did was observed people who were in business. I, you know, read their social media posts. I had conversations with them. I observed carefully what their beliefs were, what their attitude was, what their behaviors were, so that I could take some of that on for myself and grow my business as well. So sometimes if you don't know what it is that you want, then take time to look around at other people. What are they doing? How are they embracing things in their life? And you know, you can have that too. So it might be that there's somebody in your life who, you know, has a really good hobby that they absolutely love and it brings them lots of joy. Perhaps you could decide on a hobby that you want. It might be the same thing. It might be something different. Perhaps, like me, there's somebody who has set up a business and they're doing something that they absolutely love and you want to do something too. So take a look around and see what others are doing. That can be a really useful way of starting to observe and notice what else is possible for you. And then another question you can ask yourself is, what might others see in you when you are living your life to the fullest? How will they see your behavior change? How will they notice that you are doing things differently? In other words, how might you be showing up differently when you're living your life to the fullest? And this can be a really nice thing to consider, because when we are feeling good, when you are nurturing, nourishing, taking care of yourself, when you are doing things in life that you love, then this leads the way for others to also do things that they love, because they get inspired by you. They see that you are happy and they want some of that too. And also, because we are incredibly powerful human beings, we have the ability to have that energy, and also other people can then have some of that energy, because your heart intelligence, your heart energy, your electromagnetic field can be felt by others. So when you are radiating that positivity, that glow, feeling amazing yourself, nourishing, nurturing, taking care of you, other people unconsciously and consciously feel that and want some of that too. So by you creating the life that you love and showing up in the world in a positive way, as somebody who is a role model, if you like, for others, then it invites other people to feel inspired and want some of that too. So not only are you making your own life better, you are also inviting others to make their life better as well. So it's a win-win for everybody. So that brings us to the end of this episode. So it's great to be back. I can't wait over the next few weeks to share more of my book with you. If you haven't yet ordered it, then you can get it off Amazon or Waterstones, and you can start to read it yourself and take some of the golden nuggets from it. But I am going to be sharing with you some more from it over the next few weeks. And I would love to hear how you apply it yourself. So if you have me on Instagram, Sarah Fletcher Coaching, then please do tag me, share a picture of my book, tell me what you've been learning from it and how you've been using it. I would love to hear from you. So have a great day, and I'll see you really soon.